Good afternoon, Ginger Adventurers. Today's episode is going to be about Girls on the Run. Girls on the Run is actually an amazing, fantastic organization. I don't really know their history. I should check that out. In fact, I will check that out for you, my fellow listeners. I will say this, though. My school needed volunteers for Girls on the Run at our school. And, well, I'm not a runner. But I was like, you know, nobody else is really signing up, so sure, why not? I'll help. So I am the assistant coach of our girls running team. I would just like to say that I can walk faster than I can run. But no, seriously, Girls on the Run is absolutely amazing. They have this key motto about star power. They're letting the girls know that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to accept yourself. And that when you accept yourself, you have star power. And once that star power is ignited, you can spread that to other girls. You can befriend other girls. You can help other girls feel confident about themselves. It's absolutely fantastic what they're teaching the girls. And today, our drills were to have the girls run a lap around these cones. And then when they got done with their lap, they went to their home colored cone because they were split into three teams. And then at their home colored cone, there were different challenges that their team had to complete. And then they had to bring them to the coach. And then once they brought their challenge to the coach that they completed, they ran another lap. And it was really great watching them do this because, one, they had to figure out how to work together. And if anyone knows elementary kids, that is a beginner thing for them. It's not something that they're accustomed to. And so it was just really great seeing these girls trying to figure out how to complete this challenge together. And then being able to see their pride in themselves when they got the challenge completed was also just absolutely amazing. Once we did that part, we moved the girls to the outer rim of our school and had them do laps in order to get prepared for the 5K that they're going to run. Now, my job as the assistant coach is to stand at the corner of the school because the other coach is on the other side so we can see the girls at all times. And technically, I'm supposed to stand there and just watch the girls run. However, let's be honest with ourselves, that's slightly boring. So what I did instead was I went ahead and turned my Nike app on and I walked around the corner, making sure at all times that I could still see both streets and see the girls. And I managed to walk slash run a mile in that time that I was supervising the girls running around the school. And I felt really great about that. I mean, it was hot. It was hot outside. I am not a girl for heat. I am much happier being in the cold. I keep telling everybody that I'm Eskimo. Not that that's actually true. But it wasn't too bad outside. 71, that's not too bad. And I like the fact that the girls could see that I was running slash walking as well, even if I couldn't run slash walk with them. Although when it comes to them doing their actual 5K, we as coaches are supposed to run slash walk with them. So I also love the fact that my best friend is challenging me. He has me on his fitness app and I have him on my fitness app so we can see how many steps we've both taken. And it becomes this competition. When I can see that he's passing me, I'm like, oh man, I got to get some more steps in, y'all, because I have to pass him. So that's a nice motivation, too. And I can see that the girls do that similar thing with each other, where they want to keep up with each other. They want to be able to pass each other, that friendly competition spirit. So I just have been really enjoying this club. It's really amazing. It's a nonprofit organization. Feel free to look it up. I will try it in the future on another episode to give you more exact information about Girls on the Run for anyone that might be interested. If you like what you're hearing in my podcast, you have questions, thoughts, ideas, please feel free to send me an email, send me a comment on Twitter, go ahead and send something on my Facebook, any of those avenues. My Facebook is Facebook/Adventures of Ginger. My Twitter is @GingerAdventures, or you can reach me at my Buzzsprout site. Also, if you're interested in subscribing to my podcast, if you go to my Buzzsprout site and you click on the box where it says subscribe, that'll help me in continuing to make more podcast episodes. I am so glad that everyone is enjoying listening to this, and I'm absolutely enjoying interacting with all of you. This is the end of this episode, and I will see you on the wild side.